Everyone's here. Good to see everyone. Today's topic is we take a little bit of a deeper dive into the purpose of the korbanos. I think many of us, or some of us, might be familiar with the debate between the Ramban and the Rambam. What I want to do is go through how the Rambam can defend himself against the Ramban. It's not fair because the Ramban asks all these questions on the Rambam when the Rambam is no longer alive. So the Rambam doesn't have the ability to defend himself. And then we leave it for others to defend the Rambam, like the Abarbanel. And then we'll also see an approach by the Meshech Chachma. So we're not going to see any text inside, but we're just going to see some Mefarshim. So so here we're going to begin. Oh, let me share the screen. Hold on. So here we're going to begin with the Ramban, the Ramban's commentary. What the Ramban will do, he's going to quote the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim. So the Ramban in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes, he says, "V'hine b'katuv hazeh tama korbanos shehem ishe reich nichoch l'Hashem." It's a sweet smell to God. V'amar harav b'mor nevuchim. So he cites the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. You can look up the original in Chelak Gimel in Perek Mem Vav. He says, "Ki tam." I hope everyone can see it. I try to make it pretty big here. "Ki tam hakorbanos." The reason for the korbanos. Bavor shehamitzriim vakastim asher hayu Yisrael garm v'toshim baratzam me'olam, that the Egyptians, the Babylonians, where the Jewish people lived, hayu ovdim labakor v'latzon, they would serve, they would worship the cattle and the sheep. Ki hamitzriim ovdim litla, because the Egyptian would worship the ram. Okay, that's why. What do we do? We the makas b'choros. What do? We shech the ram. And also, about 13 years ago, I think I gave a drasha that pointed out that the sun god Ra, so its physical manifestation actually was a ram's head as well. So that's why, even though the Egyptians worshipped all sorts of gods, the reason why the ram was chosen for the Bnei Yisrael to slaughter, presumably, is because this was an attack on the primary god, which was Ra, which had the head of a ram. And vakastim ovdim l'shedim asher yiru lohem b'dmus seirim. And the
Potiferah.
Okay.
It was to the Ra.
Ah, okay. And the Babylonians would worship the demons that would be in the form of goats. V'anshe hodu arayom lo yishchatu bachar lolam. And the people of Turkey would, even till today, I mean, the Rambam's living in the 12th century, so they would not shecht cattle at all. Bavur came because of this. Siva lishchod eila hashlosha minim l'shem hanichbad. So therefore, Hashem commanded us to shecht these three types of animals: bakar, tzon, and what's the third type? Bakar, tzon, and seirim, I guess. Yeah. Okay. And well, yeah. I guess the seir and the bakar, the ram, the goat. The ram and the goat are both sown. So the ram and the goat and cattle for God, k'deshi yodea, or k'deshi yivada, so it should be known, ki adavar shayu choshvim kehem betachlis aveira hu ashi akrivu labore. It'll be known that the thing that they think, what they think is like the purpose of sin, is really what's being offered to God. Ubo yiskapu avonos. So we're taking their God and we're slaughtering it. Kichen yis, and right? They think that these animals represent gods. So for us to demonstrate that we don't believe that they're gods, what do? We have karbanos where we're shechting their gods. And through that, the sins will be atoned. Kichen yisrapu hamunos haraim shehem madvei nefesh. That through this, the bad beliefs that depress the soul, they're bad for the soul, will be healed. Because the way you heal the soul is through doing the opposite. So he said, so this is the opinion of the Rambam. So this is the Ramban studying the Rambam. So he cites this nice approach of the Rambam. And then what does he say right after that? These words are words of what's Havai?
Foolishness.
Foolishness.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. So So he said, this Rambam nonsense. Yirapu shever gadol v'kusha rabba nikla yasu. He said, this is like a big question. Yasu shulchan Hashem migoal. You're gonna make migoal sheinenu rak lotzi miliban shel rishayim v'tip sheolam. Are you gonna make this table for God, right? That's only you're gonna do this only to so that the Hashem's commanding something just so that the wicked and foolish people, you know, will reject, you know, their falsehood, their false beliefs. So what the Ramban said is the term of reach nichoach. It's a sweet smell for God. That would seem to indicate it's not simply to convince humans that their beliefs are false, but rather l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. There's something positive, a sweet aroma for God. It's for God. It's not just to cause these wicked people, these foolish people, to stop believing their nonsense. And furthermore, v'gam ki lefi shtutam shel Mitzrayim lo titrapei machlatam zaniv. And he says, by shechting the animals, it's not going to cure them, the Egyptians, from their false notions, or Jews who are believe in what the Egyptians say. It's not going to heal their false notions. Avot tosif mechov. It's going to cause even worse problems. Ki machshavas harasham niskarim lavod lemazol tlam mazol shor sheyesh lahem koach behem kfi machshavtam. So he says that the thought of the wicked people that basically they serve the ram and they serve the mazel, the constellation of the ram, the constellation of the ox that has some kind of power. L'chein lo yochlo osam l'chavot kochavi soldam. And therefore they don't eat them, right, because of their power. Aval yizbechu osam l'shem nichbad hazeh kavod lahem umala. Why do we assume that if you slaughter the goat, that it shows like the goat is nothing? Maybe that's like a form of sacrifice. Maybe the way you sacrifice to the ram god is by sacrificing a ram. So v'heim atzim kach heim do'agim. In fact, that's what the pagans would do that. Kamosha amar v'lo yizbechu od esiv chehem la'siyirim. Apparently, they would sacrifice their animals. In other words, they wouldn't eat them. They wouldn't eat them just for nothing, but they would slaughter them and for their gods. So by slaughtering them to Hashem, that's not denigrating them. And he says, so he wants to say that those who made the egel, it says that by the egel, by the golden calf, it says the people, they offered sacrifices. And the Rambam writes that they would offer to the moon, bring sacrifices and all their new moons and the sun, and according to their books, v'yoser titrapeh machla b'chleinu mehem lasova shu asher lahem umagune beinehem v'lo yasu kein la'olam. He said, if you really want to cure these false beliefs, we shouldn't say sacrifice them, because then you're elevating these animals. What should we allow you to do? Just eat them. Eat these animals. So this doesn't seem like there's a purpose to sacrificing them. And so that's his first challenge. And then he has another challenge. Noach, when he leaves the teva, im shloshes abadav ein ba'olam kasti omitri. When Noach leaves the teva, there are no Babylonians or Egyptians. And what did he do? He grieved karban v'itam b'nei Hashem. He brought a sacrifice, and that was good in the eyes of God. And God smelled, as it were, the beautiful aroma. God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, said, I'm no longer going to curse the land because of the mankind. Hevel also brought from the firstborn, the first of his flock, and their fat wings. And Hashem listened to turn to Hevel to his offering. Then there was no hint of avodah zarah at all at that time. Bilam built seven altars and brought sacrifices. And his goal at that point was not to negate false beliefs. He wasn't commanded. Bilam brought sacrifices on altars so that he could draw close to Hashem, so that God would give him the power of speech, the power of nevuah. And the language is Reach Nicho. If a Chalila Shali Bahem Shum Tuvas Ratzon Rak Sholos Avodazara Midas Hasholtim, and he says that God forbid that there should be no elevated purpose other than simply negating idolatry from the opinion of the foolish people. So the Ramban has a number of challenges on the Rambam. Says he doesn't think that sacrificing these animals serves the goal that the Rambam suggests. He says we know that other people offered sacrifices where there was no concern of Avodah Zarah, and the Lashon of Reach Nichoach. Those are his primary three challenges, and therefore the Ramban says very differently. He says, V'yoseh roi lishma atam shom...
Yeah? Rabbi, is there a medrash that when Bnei Yisrael brought the carbon, when they tied up the animals in Mitzrayim, it was for them to show that they were sort of standing up for God.
Right.
In other words, I think it's flipped around. And instead of that, it's a downgrading of Mitzrayim. It's more, in Mitzrayim, it's more an upgrading for the Jews, for Israel.
Right. Well, I actually think that actually seems to support the Rambam in some sense. He's just saying, like, you know, you could say it's both. You could also argue that, you know, the Bnei Israel had to earn their freedom. So in order to earn their freedom, there are midrashim that say at the Kriyas Yamsus, halal of the Avodah Zarah, halal of the Avodah Zarah. The Bnei Israel were still worshiping idols. So one way to sort of, the Makas Bechoros was the first time where the Bnei Israel actually had to do something. So I would say, in some sense, you can look at it as they have to come close to Hashem. You can also look at it as, indeed, like one way of looking at this is that in Makas Choshech, what does Hashem do? He defeats the sun god, the primary god of the Egyptians, the sun god. How do you defeat their most powerful god? Through darkness. So that's God doing it, and then Makas Bechoros is now the Bnei Yisrael will have to do it by killing the ram, which represented their god. So I think that actually may support, you can look at that supporting actually the Rambam's position.
That's also Shimshon and Delilah, Shemesh and Lila.
I never thought of that. V'yoser roi lishmo atam shom v'ahem, ki bavur shemasa ben elam nikbar v'machsho v'divur masa. Reminds us of something very basic. He says that our deeds are completed by thought, by speech, and by deed. So since that's the case, siva Hashem ki kasher yachta yovi korban. So Hashem said that when you sin, you should bring a sacrifice. Yismoch yodav alav kegerabai. So you place your heads down on the animal. That's an action. It corresponds to your action that you did. V'yizvadav piv kegeradibor. And you confess to correspond to the speech that you did. And you should burn in the fire hakerav akloyos, your insides, your kidneys, shem kliya machshava taiva. And those are the parts of your body of what you think, that's what they thought at that point, and desire come from your insides, from your kidneys. Vakrayim, keneged yadav rago shalad mosid kovalachto. And the legs that you bring on this, on the animal, on the mizbeach, that corresponds to your hands and feet that did that do everything. V'yizrok hadam al mizbeach keneged double benavsho. You sprinkle the blood to correspond to your own blood. Kedeshi yachshov adam basosa kol eila ki chata lelokav begufo benavsho. Because the goal is that a person should think when he does all these things, he should understand the symbolism that he sinned to God with his body and soul. V'roi lo sheyishpoch damo, or sheyishafech damo, v'yisarev gufo, lulei chesed abori, shelokach mimenu temura. And you should think that his body should be, that really his blood should be spilled. His body should be burnt. It's not for the kindness of Hashem that took from him a temura, instead of him, an exchange. V'chi perak korban hazeh sheyidavu tachas damo. And the animal serves as a kapara instead of him, his blood. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Rashi evarei korban, the heads of the limbs, of the limbs of the korban, can get rashi evarav, like the tops of his own limbs. Vivenos lachachios behem morei hatosh yispalov. And vahamanos, why does he give the gifts to the kohen? Right? He gives it to those who are teaching Torah, that they'll daven for him. The korban tabid, and why do we have the korban tabid? Vavoshal yinatzlu harabi mechato tamid, because the masses are not always going to be able to be saved from constantly sinning. So they're sinning constantly, and then we bring the karban tamid for this. So he says, "Ve'elad dvar miskav moshkim asalei k'divrei agada." So this, he feels that this is more persuasive. So again, the Ramban is of the view that, again, the sin actually usually involves action, speech, and thought. So the sacrifice involves speech, action, and thought. The sacrifice is sort of like an akedah. If I rebel against God, I should receive a just and quick punishment, but Hashem gave me a way to repair my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we have to defend the Rambam, because the Ramban sort of attacked the Rambam. And he said, number one, again, what did he say? He said, number one, if it's to demonstrate that their avodah zarah is nothing, so maybe this might give them cover by killing their animals. It says, Isha Rech Nichoach, and perhaps most significantly, we have people who are bringing these sacrifices when there was no concern for avodah zarah. So that's where the Abba Bedel comes in. And so he felt bad for the Rambam. So he says, okay, we got to defend the Rambam. And Abba Bedel says,
the other thing I was thinking about the Ramban is that most of the Kabbalah are for Shogeg, not for the Kedusha of the Mason.
Okay, so but again, so that's correct. So it's an interesting question, how you view Shogeg, right? In other words, you view Shogeg, hey, it's not my big deal, or Shogeg is not Ones Baruch. I know, but my point is that's negligence, and we have to be careful not to be negligent either, which obviously is a much higher standard than we might otherwise think. But we have to be careful not to be negligent either. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is a tough God, and he says bad things should happen to us if we're negligent. We have to be tip-top. We always have to be on guard, not even to be negligent. It's a high standard.
Agreed. I'm just saying that according to the Ramban, then why shouldn't you bring Mazed Kavachomet?
It could be Mazed, so like, it's not shayach to want to come close to a shaft or maze. It could be that you can use it, you know, really according to either approach. In other words, we only give you the opportunity if you were negligent, but if there's a higher standard, then we don't give you that opportunity. It has to be something more severe. So the Rambam says, I have the Abravadel gives three supports to the Rav. He says, "The Valmita says, 'Inyan hu sharab mor silver she tefila v'atchina v'talmud Torah divrei atzamos v'tzakasam tzitzis tefila mezuzah v'domeham mehavodos im ha'emunos hamitios heim hamitzvah shetziva osam kadosh baruch hu ala kavanah harishona." The Abravadel says that the Rav holds the following: there are certain like first tier mitzvos and second tier mitzvos. What's a first tier mitzvah? Prayer, Torah study, fasts, crying out to Hashem, tzitzis, tefillah, mezuzah. These are, and if you do these things with the proper faith, these are kavanah rishonah. These are first tier mitzvahs. Therefore, they had them all the time. You're always going to be obligated to tefillah, mezuzah, tefillah, tzitzis. I'm not karbanos lo hayu kamo kein. Shemar yishamar lecha pentelos olosecha b'chol makom asher tira v'lo gam kein b'chol hazman. We don't bring korbanos in every place, only in one place, and not in every time. It's an interesting way to look at it. As the Rambam's of the view that if we only do certain things certain times, that means it's only for a special occasion. The ideal type of mitzvah is something where we have the opportunity to always do it. So he says that this is not korbanos are not first tier mitzvahs. They can only be brought at certain times, and they can only be brought in certain places. So it's not a first tier mitzvah. The goal of first tier mitzvah is to constantly be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it has to be a mitzvah that you can always do, any place and any time. So rather, says the Barbara, so God picked one place where God said, the only person can bring is someone from who's a descendant of Aaron. Because the mora hayos hakavana halokit lemaed zamin mina avodos, and so by limiting it to only someone who's a descendant of Aaron, he's saying that really we shouldn't have. We want to minimize doing this. You can pray all the time. You can do all these other mitzvahs, you know, all the time. When it comes to karbanos, limited as to who can actually do it. Because it's not an ideal mitzvah. It's an ideal mitzvah that everyone can do it all the time. So the Rambam, then he wants to say also, Od Matzah Rav Raya Ledato, what's another support for the Rambam for his position? Midivere Nevi'im, Shei Mochichim Yisrael, Arov Yishtad Lusam Bekarbonos. He says that the Nevi'im, they all criticize Klai Yisrael, they're so focused on their Karbonos. But Aram, Shei Inam mechuvanim batzmam, kmo shemar Shmuel Hanavi, that they don't focus on themselves, like what Shmuel Hanavi said. What Shmuel Hanavi said? I'm sorry, not Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel said, "Hechafetz laHashem." Does God want? Right, he says, "Does God want your olos and zvachim?" Hashem wants you to listen to his voice. He doesn't want your sacrifices. Sacrifices are not the ideal. Okay? That's what he says. And Yeshayahu famously said, Lomali Rovzim Chachechem, why do I need all your sacrifices? And Yeshayahu says also that you're bringing all these sacrifices, and I don't need all that stuff. And Asaf HaMashorer from Tehillim says this. And then he said at the very end, he says, the Rambam found it in Chazal, in the end of Menachos, three lines from the bottom of the section. If you're studying Torah, you don't need these sacrifices. These sacrifices are not the ideal. The ideal is simply to do mitzvah, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't need these sacrifices. So that's support number two for the Rabbah. We had support number one, that korbanos are tier two because it's limited in time, place, location, who can bring it. Proof number two, support number two, is in the VM, they're not into korbanos. Okay? And number three, we also behave a tier of a mamar acher, shemu biyuka rabba, acher mos ish ish ki ishchat, or ishachet, but pinchas, shem of Levi, omer mashal ben melech. So I'm going to bring you a parable to a prince, shelibo yagasalav, buhu lamalechal nevelos a trefos. So this prince who, like, he wants to eat a lot of, you know, forbidden food. So the king's like, he sees that this guy, this prince, his son, is like so focused on eating forbidden food. So he said, okay, I'm gonna make it kosher. You'll eat it always on my table, and I'm going to be careful. So similarly, he says, B'nei Yisrael were lehutim achar avodos elilim, v'yim mevim korbanosim la'seirim, b'yisir poranos ba'al aleim. So Bnei Israel, they were running after avodah zarah. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, you makrim korban hashem lefanai ba'ol moed. Okay, so let them bring sacrifice before me by the Mishkan. And they're going to be separated from idolatry. So we have a chazal, which indicates that this is only a response to their sins. Okay, so the. So then in the next paragraph, he cites the Rabban's questions, right? And he says, I'm surprised that the Rabban, he brought the Gemara, that the Rabban had the Gemara. Why didn't he agree with the Rambam? And he asked the questions, well, how can Adam and his kids and Noah bring the sacrifices? And he brings all those questions of the Rabban, right, that we mentioned. So how does he, let's go to here, how does he answer the Rabban's questions? So Noah, he says what? Noach hikriv korban lezos asiva ba'atzma shikrivu Adam. So Noach brought the sacrifice. This is why Adam brought the sacrifice. Gam shirah dor mabo prutzi b'avodos elilim yimei enosh. What do you mean? Noach saw that the dor mabo, they engaged in idolatry already for the days of enosh. Because the pasuk says v'tishachet harat of de'elokim. So therefore he brought sacrifices li'ishrachek me'avodos elilim. It's true. Noach was the only one and his kids were the only one there, but he wanted to do an action to sort of make sure that, you know, we're going to bring sacrifices to make sure that we don't follow avodah zarah, because that's why the world was destroyed. And then he says that we have Bilam lo bana shiva mizbechos lisrachim avodah zelilim. Bilam did not build the seven altars in order to distance from avodah zarah. Elamashem midbar sina rabba v'lama bana shiva mizbechos. Why? Kenega shiva mizbechos shibaru shiva tzniki olam me'alam vad Moshe niskablo. It's okay, you're right. His goal of building seven altars, where he wanted to follow, he wanted to build sacrifice altars because there were seven righteous people who built altars and they were accepted. Their prayers were accepted. Who are they? Adam, Hevel, Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. But what he said, and what he says, that the Ramban says that the korbanos are an ishe reach nichoch l'Hashem. V'nikro lechem elokehem. Ah, so how can you say just against the avodah zarah if it's called a sweet smell to God? Ein safik sheyoshiv aleim rabba moral pidar kovah sharashav shedibra torah kiloshen aragil eitzal makiv korbanos. Don't take this literally. The Rambam will say, it's a sweet smell to God. It's just like, the Rambam, like, the Torah just speaks in the regular language. It's as if it's a sweet smell to God, because that's how people would talk about. They would say, you know, if you bring a sacrifice, yeah, God loves it. Even though we know that you know, God's beyond time, beyond space. So obviously he doesn't appreciate it, but we know that we just, we speak the way people would speak to help us deal with it, to help us try to understand it. So don't take that so seriously. So he like responds to the Rabban's questions. He says, don't take the Yishev Rechnei Chok Hashem so seriously. He said, when Noach left the Teva, he was trying to counteract the Avodah Zarah that was brought. And he thinks that, and he says there are Midrashim to support the Rambam's contention. And then that's what, and then his point was, and then the Abravanel goes and he supports the Rambam. And he says that I'll tell you the opinion of the Rambam that the Korbanos ala Kavana Hashenit. He says Korbanos second tier. Velomar shelo yu al kavana rishoda, and he didn't say that they shouldn't be on the first tier. Kizel aloshin morish yeshtei kavanos bekarbanos. He wants to say there are two tiers in karbanos. Kavana rishona ve kavana shnia. There are two different tiers, tier one and tier two. Vina kavana rishona ba he kedeli karev adam lelokav ulikana lefanav viyamim siotov vachtuto vashkachato shehiya kavana asher bavura he kriva adam v'no karbanotav. So this is what he says. He says there are two goals to bringing a korban. One goal to bring a korban is to come close to Hashem, to believe in God, to draw close to Hashem. And he says, that's why Adam and Noach brought their korbanos. And he says, so he changed a little bit, he says, v'kavara zot harishona lo yachish rav shem timtza b'mitzvah sar korbanos. He says, right, there are two different goals when it comes to korbanos. Goal number one is to draw close to Hashem. Okay? The Rambam will agree that there is first tier. The first tier is to come close to Hashem. Kihine be'etzem v'rishona alzenit kavnu. So obviously, Adam and Noach, when they brought korbanos, to draw close to Hashem. Hamnam liot hashleimut hanashid davek benafsho v'hu kfi amunot v'diot amitiot ra rav amore shekavan rishona nizker yoser timtza b'tfila v'askala v'yadia amitid v'shar mitzvot hamechuvenot l'zeh atachlit. But the Rambam says, you don't need to bring sacrifices to get to this higher level. You want to get to the tier one to develop good faiths, good beliefs, good ideas, draw close to Hashem. You don't need to bring sacrifice. You know what you can do? You can daven. You can study Torah. You can contemplate the knowledge of God. You can do other mitzvahs. That's how you get to this tier one and come close to Hashem. Yeah, korbanos do work, but you don't need korbanos. Yeah, Adam and Noah, they brought korbanos to draw close to Hashem, but they don't need it. You can do through tefillah, through Talmud Torah, through other mitzvahs. But he says, so then he wants to say that, and then he goes on to say, and that's why the Rambam says a few lines down. Shetiva Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah karbanos lahasagas adivuk halukiv diasub bemes v'mnei shehal you kol b'ni adam murgama avodas karbanos v'diakasha azivas hamurgo bechleit. He said though, at the end of the day, people were difficult. It was challenging for people to, leave their sin completely. So therefore, tziva shiasu some legavoa kibzei yagila kavara rishona basagat hamunot halukiot. He says like this, ideally, all you need are prayer, other mitzvot, but the people were used to seeing around their surrounding culture that everyone's offering sacrifices. So what did God do? He said, okay, so you want to bring sacrifices? Bring sacrifices. Okay, but he says you don't really need it. So he said there are really two different tiers, shtei kavanot v'karbanot. There are two different tiers. There is the first tier, and that's what the Rabban wrote, and there's the second tier, and both of them are relevant. So the way that Bravanel deals with this question is that the Ramban is of the view that there's only one goal to draw close to Hashem. And the Rambam is really telling us the following. The Rambam believes, obviously, he thinks, the Rambam would agree that you can get close to Hashem, but he will say that you can that ideal goal of getting close to Hashem can be done through other things, other mitzvahs, other tefillah. You don't need korbanos. Why did Hashem command korbanos? Because there's a second tier, a lower reason, a lower intent. A second intent. And the second intent, which is a lower form, is to distance from Avodah Zarah. So the truth is it's both, according to the Rambam. There's a higher level, the higher goal, but that can be achieved, again, through other means. But the lower goal was necessary to command korbanos because people were immersed in Avodah Zarah. So that's a Bravanel. So again, you read the Rambam, and you read the Ramban, and you think the Rambam is only korbanos are to cast off foolish beliefs of Avodah Zarah. And the Rabban says only to draw close to Hashem. It comes to Bravadel. He says, no, I think the Rambam holds of both intents, both goals. The first goal you could achieve not necessarily through korbanos. You could achieve through prayer and through other mitzvot. But There's a second goal, which is we have to eradicate these false beliefs of idolatry and to kasher it. So that's how the Meshech Chachma understands the Rambam. I'm sorry, that's how the Bravadal understands the Rambam. We're a little bit over time, but I'll spend 5 more minutes. It's okay. And I want to just talk about the Meshech Chachma. He's a fascinating distinction. He cites both opinions, and he says that according to the Rambam, the goal is the Harchik Lev Adam Mi'Avodah Zarah. The goal of the Rambam of Korbanos is to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban says it's to draw close, all the Kochot Ha'olamot, all the spiritual powers. V'hu Inyan Elektri Ruchani, and it's spiritual electricity. Asher B'Pulot HaKohet Asa G'vohot Ba'olamot Shanim Ki Yadua. That the Kohen can do all these masterful, magical, mystical things. So he wants to say the following. He says that there are two different types of korbanos. There's korbanos baba and korbanos beis hamikdash. What the Meshech Chachma says is the korbanos that were brought in a bama, the backyard mizbeach, that is to distance yourself from avodah zarah from the hearts of Klal Yisrael. So people were worshiping avodah zarah, and we had to stop it. So we stopped it how? To say, okay, you can bring it. You can bring your sacrifices in a private backyard mizbeach, and that is to distance yourself from avodah zarah. Because they're not going to go all the way up to the base of Mikdash to bring the sacrifices. So here, you can bring it in your backyard. That's a distance from Avodah Zarah. Then he says, Lochen Korbanos Beis HaMikdash. Himavad el-Karev Holomos el-Chaber Dodin. The goal of the Korbanos to the base of Mikdash, that's to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings a Raya, Mishnah and Zvachim, which says, there's no Reach Nichoach in the backyard Bamos. The backyard Bamos, you don't have the special sweet smell. The Isha Reach Nichoach Lashem, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. And now we can understand where Rabbi Nosson says, if you make a neder, it's like you're building a bama, backyard mizbeach. Why? Because why do we make a neder? What's the purpose of a neder? The purpose of a neder is I make a neder, I'm not going to drink wine because I'm nervous that I'm going to, get drunk and do inappropriate things. So what do when you make a neder? You put a fence around yourself. Isn't that what the korban is, according to the Rambam? You're putting a fence around you. The purpose of the korban is to put a fence around avodah zarah, so that we don't worship avodah zarah. We put a fence around it, and what do? We bring korbanos. So he says that's talking about the mizbeach of Obama. That's a fence, right? But in fact, he says that's why even though. He says an interesting chiddush. He says that according to the Gemara says, even according to the Gemara that says that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is no longer existent. There's a machlokas whether we have Kedusha of Yerushalayim now. So if there's no Kedusha, why can't you bring a korban in your backyard? When Yerushalayim has Kedusha, then you can't bring the mizbeach. You can't bring the mizbeach in the backyard. But if there's no Kedusha, right? Now, so why can't you bring your mizbeach in the backyard? So says the Meshech Chachma, the third to last line, because the Anshei Knesset Gedola, they got rid of the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah. It's the Gemara in Yoma. So there's no need for a backyard mizbeach. There's no need for a backyard mizbeach. If the whole reason for the backyard mizbeach, for the Baba, is as a fence to protect you from Avodah Zarah, there's no need for it when? In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because no one has a desire for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you don't need to do it. That's a very fascinating position of the Meshech Chachma. Just to summarize, so we have the Ramban, who says that the goal of the Korbanos is like everything, you sin, so every part of your body, your Machshava, your Dibur, your Maisa, every part of your body that sinned, so that's involved in the Korban, and it's like the goal is to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal, draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, no, it's to distance yourself from Avodah Zarah. It's the kasher, so the people won't sin with Avodah Zarah, so we have a kosher way of bringing animals. So the Bravadel said, no. Really, the Rambam also holds that's to come close to Hashem, but there are other ways you can come close to Hashem, like tefillah, like other mitzvos. But you can also bring a korban. That's why Adam, Noach, and others brought korbanos, but you don't need that. You can do tefillah, you can do mitzvos. However, once the Bnei Israel started doing Avodah Zarah, they were exposed to Avodah Zarah, so then we're saying, Lechatchila, you should bring Karbanos. When there's no Avodah Zarah, then Lechatchila, you should do what? Tefillah, mitzvos. But there's a second goal, second kavana, which is what? That once we're exposed to avodah zarah, so then it's an obligation to bring korbanos. And then we have the Meshech Chachma, who distinguishes between a private mizbeach and the one in the Beis Hamikdash, where there's a special connection, especially like the Ramban, who says that the goal of the Mishkan is so that God's, you know, spiritual essence continues from Har Sinai inside the Aron to connect. So there's some kind of spiritual energy. So that spiritual energy is only found where? In the Beis Hamikdash. That would make sense to say that the Ramban's approach of the Korbanos, that might only apply in the Beis Hamikdash. However, the private backyard, Bamos, that could be as a fence for Avodah Zarah. Okay.
So that Rabbi, is... the